and Michael Beattie, the CEO at Grafton, is on the line. Morning, Mike.
Yes, good morning to you, Andrew.
We just spoke to Matt Dunn. He wants a soft six and a fine day tomorrow. He doesn't want too much. What's it going to be like?
Well, he's certainly going to get the fine day. There's absolutely no doubt of that. There's not a cloud in the sky here today, and the sun is out bigger and brighter as I speak to you now than it was at any time yesterday. We had a fine day yesterday in that we didn't have any additional rain, but we had an overcast day. And I've got to say the improvement in the track was probably marginal as a consequence of that. But fortunately, we had a look at it this morning. We've been able to get from the heavy 8 rating that we finished with on Saturday afternoon back to a soft 7 this morning. But the beautiful thing about today is that the weather pattern for today, as I said, is for absolutely no more rain. We've got brilliant sunshine. That's scheduled again for tomorrow. And look, I think there's a real genuine chance we'll get to a soft 6 by scratching time in the morning. The tragedy of that is if we don't, I have absolutely no doubt we'll get to it by the time that the Ramorny is run. So, look, I've just got to hope that it improves as quickly as it possibly can.
We've mentioned when we've spoken with Brett Kavanagh, he's on the road heading your way with Star Boy, which now gets a start. It's a really competitive race, and swapping a few texts this morning with James Cummings from Godolphin, this has been a target race with Haunted, so there's a good strong lineup in the Ramorny tomorrow.
Look, I said to someone yesterday, the Ramorny field this year reminded me of the West Indies cricket side of the 1970s and early 80s. They bat through to the physiotherapist. And, you know, when you're talking about horse number 19 in the order of entry, Star Boy, being a genuine chance, I think that's the true indicator of what a wonderful race that it is. So, look, it's a fantastic field in the Ramorny. I think it was always going to be. We've sort of known that a lot of these horses were coming for a long time. Toby Edmonds is, you know, he always has at least over the last few years, one starter. Last year, a two-pronged attack. This year, a three-pronged attack. I suppose it's the usual suspects to some degree. Godolphin are here. They've been here many times in the past, as to Matthew Dunn, John Thompson, Les Kelly. They're people that are, and Robert Northern, there are people that have been targeting this race year in and year out, and it's great to see them all back.
It is. I spoke with Rod Northam off air this morning. He said after all that, travelled over yesterday, ate up this morning, and they're really looking forward to it. Barrier 11 into about 7 or 8. As you say, you've summarised it well, that there's good chances in a race like this, the Ramorny, over the 1,200 metres. And then Thursday, the Cup. I should mention tomorrow too, you've got that the Grafton Guineas and other feature races. And then on to Thursday, I'm going to talk to Glenn Munsey shortly. He's just going to spare me a few minutes, Mike, before he jumps on the first tee for your big golf day there. But it sounded like yesterday's big lunchtime function all went off really well.
Look, it went tremendously, Andrew. Look, we try and give it, amp it up a little bit each year, make it a little bit different for those people that come along. We get around about 300 to the barrier draw luncheon on the Monday. Yesterday, we went with a real punting theme, with Glenn being one of our guest speakers, the other being the former Leviathan bookie and now Leviathan punter Laurie Bristol. And look, they kept the big crowd entertained with stories of the past. And I suppose Glenn very much stories of what's happening now. And then we finished off the day with Sean running off a few jokes to keep them rolling in the aisles for a while. So, no, it was a very, very good day. Went absolutely tremendously. And it was always just a great start for the carnival.
It is. All right. Sean's doing tomorrow and Thursday from the broadcast box. He'll have the very latest on the Ramorny day tomorrow and then Grafton between 9 and 11 tomorrow and Thursday. Thanks a lot, Mike.
No, thanks for your time, Andrew. As always, glad to chat.